welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Wednesday, April 22nd. And yeah, back to my old ways. So for my update today, I decided to do kind of like look into sort of a new, I found a news story that was pretty interesting from the Washington Post. Sort of comparing two states, and one of them happened to be Rhode Island, and it kind of offers a good picture just about everything that's going on, so I thought that was interesting. So Kentucky and Rhode Island look very similar on paper in terms of, like, the coronavirus, because they've done similar numbers of diagnostic tests and lost similar numbers of residents to the disease, but Kentucky has more than four times Rhode Island's population. And it meaning it has tested only 0.7% of its residents, while Rhode Island has tested 3.7, which is the highest per capita testing level in the United States.
Shout out
so
to
go Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
But this contrast is just, it's significant because it's like Rhode Island seemed from this, just this data, Rhode Island seemed to have a better like sense of the virus spreading in their state or in our state, and so we're able to make the government was able to be better prepared for to curb it, while Kentucky may not have been as prepared. And this offers an illustration of the challenges posted by state-by-state testing strategy, because so obviously a big topic right now or just throughout all of this is like the national government's absence of having like a plan for all of the states, or the federal government, whatever it is, both. So like the federal administration kind of has been like, states, you sort of make your own plans for testing. And I think we've seen a lot of differing like data in terms of like some states are have done really well and some haven't, but like I mean, some of the ones who haven't, it's like they weren't trying. But others who haven't, it's like they were probably just confused and they weren't sure if they should be valuing the economy, if they like what exactly they should be doing, how serious the disease was. So I can see how that like is confusing.
Yeah, they kind of get like mixed messages. They aren't really sure how they're supposed to handle it.
Yeah, exactly. But I was a little confused because it says they've done comparable numbers of diagnostic tests and lost similar numbers of residents. So it's like, doesn't that make Rhode Island look bad if they've lost similar numbers of residents to a place that's four times Rhode Island's population?
Maybe they are doing it percent. I don't know.
Because like, that doesn't make sense. And then they go on to say that Rhode Island's doing better. So I'm like, what? Maybe it was a typo.
Or maybe they're saying similar number of residents
that they know
per
of.
Capita, like per people, like Kentucky is four times the population.
Oh, but like yeah, that's probably what they mean per capita. That was kind of a confusing update, guys. Sorry.
I saw something positive. Global coronavirus total recoveries has passed 700,000,
nice.
Which is nearly four times the number of deaths.
That's good.
So, you know, you hear all the time about the amount of people who have it and the amount of people who are dying from it, but more people have recovered from it. So that's like, it's not all doom and gloom.
Good news for sure. All right, so just about what we've been up to. I mean, it's been a day, so not much, but I went for, Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, Happy Earth
Day. Dang, I forgot to say that earlier. That would have been a good part of my interview instead of, yeah. But, so, today's Earth Day. So, my mom, my dad, and my nephew and I all went for a walk, and we picked up trash.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I was helping the Earth today, and it was really just a rewarding thing to do and a great day to do it. But, that being said, every day is a good day to pick up trash and help our environment.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Don't forget about it. Don't just post a cute little picture of you on the earth on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Go out there and pick up some trash. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people use it as an excuse to show the cool places they've been.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's cool too, but you probably, you know, produced a lot of carbon emissions when you were in a plane. Anyways, so what else did I do today? I had rehearsal. I ate lunch.
Nice.
Oh, guys, this is what the world has come to.
Yeah, I'm finishing up school right now. One of my last classes tonight.
Whoa. A lot of schools, and you would end this time anyways, right?
Yeah, but like I took a final exam yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
some schools are like literally just moving their end dates back. Like, they're moving it to make it earlier, like St. George's and some other schools, which is interesting. But that can't happen for us because we're a public school and we have to have 180 days. Although, apparently, we might have all Fridays off in May. So that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Did we talk about Massachusetts? Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
They're done.
And that's supposed to be coming from Gina Raimondo, what will be happening with our school. But if it's, like, it's going to be canceled for the rest of the year, it's not even, like, at all surprising anymore.
Yeah. Not really at all.
Tonight's Survivor Night.
Yep.
So that's exciting for anybody, any of our listeners who watch Survivor.
Freaking pumped up for
I
that.
I am. I've been looking forward to it all week. It's getting good now. After the merge is when it gets good for me.
Yeah.
Because I like the individual challenges more.
Same.
So today for my interview, I actually haven't done the interview yet. Which I guess used to be like the norm. We usually didn't.
We would normally just call right now.
Yeah. My sister, I'm going to be interviewing my sister Emma because she is starting to look at colleges right now. Which is sort of a really interesting thing because it's all virtual. And I think that's stressful for a lot of people. And I think also it's even more stressful for the seniors who are choosing where to go right now when they were supposed to have their final deciding visits.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I can't even imagine, like, the way I judged what school I was going to go to was by walking on campus and being like, can I see myself here?
Yeah.
And pretty much every school I went to, I was like, nope, don't want to go here. And then Fairfield, the last school I visited, I was like, oh, this is definitely where I'm going.
Yeah.
So I would be at a completely different school if I wasn't allowed to visit, and probably a school where I might not, like, I love Fairfield. I don't know if I'd...
Would be as happy there.
Yeah.
But hey, guys, to you seniors listening, this is not to make you feel bad. You're going to be fine wherever you go, and transferring is totally a thing.
It's an option, and just keep a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's funny, because I have seen a lot of things about people, like, choosing where they're going to college, and I'm like, that is such, like, that feels like such a big decision. I would, like, and I'm such a person, like you said, who, like, has to be there and really feel it out. And watching, like, the YouTube videos and stuff, that I've been watching with my sister sort of about it. We'll talk more about it later, but, like, it's just, like...
I think that would help, though.
It doesn't, like, really, though. It's, like, it's like these are all the same, and it's just showing buildings.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't tell me about the character of the school. Exactly. And all the... Everybody says the same thing. It's, like, we have 5,000 different places where you can travel abroad. We have so many different majors. Want to build a major? You can build your own major. So many different clubs. We have horseback riding and, like...
And it doesn't really show you...
And it's, like, that doesn't tell me...
campus life really looks like, but you know, it'll be fine,
but it'll all be okay. I started yesterday, I was on FaceTime with my friend, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't look like we're gonna have a summer, and she just started freaking out, and I was like, you know, that's probably not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is just like week by week, day by day even, and that's true for so many people. I feel like, honestly, unless like you're someone who has to plan ahead, like you have a wedding coming.
Yeah, no, that's... But one of my pet peeves is like people my age who don't really have any real worries, and people your age who like... And it's like, oh my gosh, if this is happening this summer, like I don't care, I'm still going to the beach. I'm like... I mean, you're all for it right now, like, stay home, but as soon as it really impacts what you want to do,
yeah,
then it's like, you know.
Yeah, I can see how it is a challenge, but, like, and people say that, but they won't go to the beach.
It's a challenge for everyone.
Yeah, it's a challenge for everyone, and one that we're just going to have to face, and if it is the summer, we'll have to figure things out, but yeah, I was talking...
Summer will suck. I'd probably, like, build my own pool, but...
like, just dig into the ground with our bare hands.
Put a tarp down and fill it up with a hose.
Slip and slides, guys. Slip if you got slide. A tarp... and you've got some dish soap.
Yeah. Well, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say to myself. I'm like, day by day. Because then I think into September, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to go to boarding school. And then I think, Pat, I'm like, I'm going to miss all these opportunities. And it's like, if you do that, then everything No, I don't even want to say everything happens for a reason, because that just seems, like, distasteful, because this doesn't feel like it has a reason behind it. But, you know, it's going to work out.
I'm just going week by week, day by day.
Week by week, exactly. That's the best way to do it. All right, let's get into that interview. And we would interview it with Mac, but Emma's in the shower, so, you know. How soon are you out of the shower?
I'm just about to get in.
Oh, so she literally could have... Okay, you know what? It's fine. She wasn't even in the shower. That's okay, though. Let's just get into that interview, which I will do later in the day on Emma's time. Hi, this is Josie here with my wonderful sister, Emma, and we are currently recording from the tent in our living room. Yay!
Hi!
All right, so... I would like to talk to you about what it's been like trying to choose what colleges you might want to apply to and stuff like that while in quarantine.
So, before quarantine started, I actually hadn't really looked or done anything for colleges much. So, honestly, it's been better because I haven't had anything to do except for, like, watch the kids and stuff. So now... I have looked at colleges, so I guess that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. Had you guys had anything planned to, like, travel to colleges or anything like that?
We had some tentative plans, like, we were going to go, like, around now. But, obviously, we're not going to do that. But, no, it hasn't been that bad. And that we were supposed to do a thing St. George's does, like, what do you call it? Like, a school, like, an open, like...
A college fair.
A college fair, yeah. And so they did it this year, but it's online. And I'm signed up for a couple of those, like six. But I've done one so far, and it was pretty good.
What was it like?
It's just a Zoom meeting, but they have, like, a representative for whatever, like, Rhode Island. And she leads the meeting and, like, does a presentation. And then if you have any questions, you can ask. And, I mean, it gets the gist. And you guys stay from home, so...
So what app have you been using mainly? Like, talk about.
Oh, Zello?
Yeah.
Well, that's the one our school uses. So our school uses this app called Zello. Our college advisor got it for, us, I guess. And it's just helpful because you can search any college and it tells you, like, a whole bunch of stats about it. Like, percentage of girls and boys, diversity, if it's a small school, big school, mm-hmm. there's lots of sports, what's the weather like.
And so, you know, you have toured a college, right? Like, in person?
Yeah. Yeah, Brown.
No, remember when
I toured Brown. I didn't really tour that other one. I just looked at it.
Oh, okay. So you toured Brown, and then...
I mean, I don't want to go to Brown, just to clarify.
Okay. I don't think it really matters, but thank you.
I don't need podcast listeners thinking I'm, like, going to Brown.
Oh, right. So, she doesn't actually want to go to Brown, but she toured Brown. And then you've seen, like, YouTube video tours, right? So, like, what do you think are the advantages or disadvantages of either?
I mean, well, it's nice to actually be able to see it versus a YouTube video where you kind of see it. But it's also nice to see how they do their videos, because some of them do their videos better than others. I don't know if that's a good way to judge them. But it's how I've been judging them.
Yeah, so. No, that is true. Some of them are really bad videos. All right, so that's a good idea of just, like, kind of... It's actually interesting because you kind of have a different outlook on, like, this. Like, I feel like you're not stressing, like, at all. Yeah. Like, if I was in your place right now...
Oh, there's another major advantage of it, actually, is for the first time... Or not for the first time, but for some schools, for the first time, they're going test optional for... SATs, because I was supposed to take mine with my school, and then it got canceled, obviously, because of this, mm-hmm. and a lot of the SATs have been canceled, so a lot of schools are making them optional, which is really nice.
Like, a lot of the colleges together.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, as I was saying, I think that it's good that you have such a good outlook on this, and I think that it is a good time for the people out there who are juniors to... kind of take a look. And I feel like senior year, like early senior year, is when you almost start visiting them at even more.
Yeah, so we just have to hope it's all better by then.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been able to get a better idea of, like, some of the colleges.
Which ones you might want to go to. Exactly. Yeah. Like, right now is the perfect time for juniors to be, like, narrowing down the list. And then that
Even
way.
Even though my list just keeps getting bigger because everyone keeps suggesting colleges for me.
Very true. All right. So now I mentioned yesterday a new skill you learned. Just talk a little bit about that.
So
this has nothing to do with college,
this
by
is,
the way. Branching to
this
different
This is my
subject.
Biggest accomplishment of quarantine so far, in case you're wondering. So basically, I decided I wanted to learn to do a flip. So I told my mom, I was like, all right, I'm going out onto the trampoline. I'm going to learn to do a backflip. I can already do a front flip, but I've been very scared to do a backflip. And so I brought out my phone, and I looked up a YouTube video, and probably, like, 10 minutes later, I called my mom and was like, look out the window. And I did a backflip. It was really exciting.
And it did, like, step-by-step kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, because the biggest thing with a backflip is it's probably just scary. So It helps you, like, not be scared.
Yeah, so that's just goes to show that, I mean, not necessarily doing backflip. But if you do have a trampoline, you should learn how to do a backflip. I do have a trampoline, and I'm not going to ever be able to do that.
Actually probably do it, but
I'll try. But anyways, just like look anything up on YouTube. You can find tutorials on pretty much all aspects of life. So are there any other things that you've been doing to, you know, keep busy, keep entertained?
I've been watching TV, watching Harry and Poppy.
Favorite show?
I'm really bad at watching a show all the way through, and my favorite show probably is Gogglebox, which is very unhelpful because it's British TV, so
you can't watch it.
Most
really
users
in America
probably can't use it, but that's my favorite to watch during quarantine.
But you like All American, right?
Oh, I finished that before, like, first day of quarantine, probably.
Yeah, but it's still a good one
to recommend. All American, and then I haven't started this one yet, but my friends have been very excited about it. It's called Outer Banks, I think. I think it's on Netflix.
Is it scary?
They really, really like it. I don't know. I just know that they love it.
Sure, have to check that out.
The boys and girls, so.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today, Emma. It's been great to hear about, you know, college and what it's been like with that. And then also, you know, the whole learning a new skill. It's very inspirational.
Yeah, that was probably my biggest milestone so far in life.
Yeah, things are going great over here on the Corcoran compound.
I'm ready for this quarantine to be over, though.
Yeah, for sure. You know, with summer work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Emma works at a beach, too.
I mostly just miss my friends.
Yeah, I know. But I'm a great friend, too! Woo!
Yay.
Alrighty! Let's get back into the episode.
Bye.
Hiya. We're back. I'm sure that interview was fabulous.
Oh, that interview was amazing.
Amazing! Guys, to be honest, I actually haven't recorded it yet. That's probably confusing when I say that. Like, I haven't recorded the interview yet,
no,
but you're like,
I
just listened to it.
I think a lot of...
You guys are smart. You get it. All right. So, we're going to do some questions now. And did we get answers
we did
for
get
the
some answers?
Question yesterday? I don't think we've gotten any DMs with your voice memos saying what your favorite takeout restaurant is in Newport. Come on, people.
Anywhere.
Or anywhere, not just in Newport. But, yeah, we're going to get into the questions.
Okay. So, let's see. So, there's some confusion on the rules because I posted it before.
Oh, yeah.
I posted the podcast. So, some people answered, like Annalise answered messages, photos, GPS.
Mm.
And then I did post afterwards, like, what's it called? Apps that came with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Done,
but the problem is you answered the question and then you see that.
Yeah, but some people went back and revised.
Okay, good, great.
Maggie Wetzel responded Instagram, Duolingo, and Pinterest.
I use Duolingo right now. So,
what is
look,
Duolingo?
We can really talk about it. So Duolingo is like a way to learn a new language, which what a better thing to do right now.
Dang.
And it's like daily activities. And I'm doing it right now because next year I'm changing schools and I have to take Italian instead of Spanish. So I'm doing Italian on Duolingo right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. Oh, they have those funny commercials, I think. where, like, they do a road trip, and they're starting, and then by the end of the road trip, they're speaking fluent. It's funny. It's hilarious. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
I don't.
Catherine Cawley answered, but then changed her answer to Spotify, Netflix, and Instagram.
Oh, Netflix is Netflix a good one. I just watch on my computer, though. Yeah,
I
was gonna say,
I don't watch on my phone at all.
Yeah. I don't even have it on my phone.
But Spotify and Instagram are pretty popular answers, I believe. Anna Murphy responded Visco, Wonderground, and Spotify.
What's Wonderground?
It's like weather. It's kind of an interesting one, Anna. I'm not going to lie.
You know, you can just look that up on Safari.
You can just Google wonderground.com. But we won't shame you. That's your Wonderground.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Then Catherine responded Instagram, Spotify, and FaceTime. So she didn't get the memo about...
Catherine who?
Weez.
Oh.
But...
Hey, Catherine, I miss you.
But Instagram and Spotify again. And then Blanca said, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. So...
Good ones.
Good social media. TikTok has it's gotten really popular.
Yeah, it has. Especially over quarantine.
Yeah. Luke Lees responded... Spotify, Weather Channel, and Instagram. Once again, you can just type in Safari, Weather Channel. But it's okay. It's
yeah, seriously. Wait, Weather Channel? Why? I don't understand, guys. You're... Okay. Just move on. That's like saying, like, recipes or, like, workout finder. Yeah, it's like, just, like, look up on YouTube.
But I guess you have it right there on the click of your finger.
I've never
looked at the Weather Channel app. I don't know if it's really
I'm sure
good.
It's like riveting.
So maybe they have good articles about weather. Cecilia Lord responded Insta, Spotify, and Netflix. So Instagram and Spotify, the two big ones.
Yeah, most popular.
Radical
guys.
Thanks for that. Was a good. That was
by the way, today is Takeout Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting takeout?
No, we have a bunch of frozen burgers that we need to eat.
So. Oh, yeah. We usually have frozen burgers on Saturdays.
Oh.
You have pizza on Saturdays, right?
No, we kind of mix it up nowadays.
Yeah, we mix it up a little bit, but...
The only, like...
Normally set is Wednesday, isn't
it? One is Sunday, we do pizza.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking Saturday pizza.
Yeah, Sunday
pizza.
We do pizza.
We normally do Saturday burgers and Wednesday takeout. So for takeout tonight, we are having Boru, I think.
Ooh, I've never had Boru.
Is a local noodle bar. Do you like noodles?
Not I like them, but I would never not be very like much that's going to be my thing that I want to eat for dinner.
Yeah, no, filling. I love like ramen noodles. So that's what I think. That's what we're getting. If I have it my way, but you know. Who knows? It could change. I really just said that's what we're having.
Speak it into existence. So,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay, let's get into the questions.
Into the questions. So, if a movie was made about your life, who would play you? And what genre would it be? So
I thought we went over the questions. I did not know this one.
Oh, I said it.
Yeah, and so now you have your answer already.
Yeah, well, I said it to you.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Well, I can do my answer.
I'll go.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that. Okay, I'm saying young Jodie Foster because I heard she looked like me, and that is all I know about her.
Okay.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to expect me to say Post Malone because they claim I look like him, but I want my movie to be good.
So yeah, he wouldn't be a good actor.
Like, you watch these movies, they don't look exactly like the person. They just, you know. So I'm going to go Miles Teller. Great actor, and you could argue that he looks similar enough to me.
Yeah, it's like similar enough. Makeup.
Yeah, like he has curly brown hair, boom.
Like that's all you really need. Yeah, exactly.
And then the bonus one that comes with that is what genre would the movie be? I think mine would be comedy.
Yeah, mine would be comedy.
I haven't done anything significant enough to change that, but same. I'll let you guys know when that happens. Second question. What's your best scar story?
Okay. So, I was in Mexico, and I was swimming in a pool, and then there was a swim-up bar, so I went inside the swim-up bar. Like, I got out of the pool and into the swim-up bar, and I slipped, and I fell, and I cracked my head open. Not like okay, when people say crack their head open, I always like picture like the brain like popping out. Yeah. But like no, like I just like cracked my forehead and it was bleeding a lot because you know when like something's wet, it looks like it's bleeding more. And then there was like this lady that we're family friends with, and she was like freaking out and like crying. And then I had to go to the hospital in Mexico, and it was kind of sketchy. But yeah,
I don't know if I've ever heard that story.
Yeah.
So mine, I have a scar on my knee. And it's from my oldest brother was in Little League, so he was 11 or 12, so I was like 8, and I was playing in the field next to it wearing shorts, and I was just playing like pickup with my friends, and I slid into home plate with my shorts on, and got a huge cut, ran up crying to my dad like, oh my gosh, I'm crying, and then my dad just told me I was fine. And then I was like, okay, I'm fine. And I still have a really bad scar, so I probably should have had stitches from that cut.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's my story.
Tough love. That's the way you got to do it. You saved money on getting stitches, and you're fine, right? You're still alive.
I'm still alive now with this badass scar to show people.
Exactly. Okay, question number 3.
What is your favorite season?
Summer. Okay, so I like summer because... the winter, you know, I love snow and I love skating, but it doesn't snow enough and it doesn't snow anymore because, you know, climate change. And the pond doesn't really freeze anymore. So mostly it's just winter. I'm waiting for it to snow and it never does and it's freezing outside. Spring, I used to think I liked spring and then I realized I don't actually like spring. Like, what is to like about spring? It just rains. There's nothing good. I used to think that spring was the best season and then I was like, no, it's not. Fall is actually, I like it because it's like still kind of warm and like so sorry, long explanation, but summer.
Yeah, I think the easy answer is summer. Like, I love winter, but summer is just a consistent
like a good winter where it snows a lot and you have like lots of good ice. Like what, I love it, but when it's just like not,
it doesn't
consistent.
Happen enough. Whereas summer, I don't think I've ever had a bad summer.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's never, like, it rains every now and then, but for the most part it's hot. It's you're chilling at the beach.
Knock on wood, never had a bad summer.
True, we might have a bad one. My boss at the beach actually texted me today, saying that he expects coronavirus to have a big impact. He hopes we can open.
Yeah.
But if we do, there's probably gonna be a lot less people working because. Social distancing.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, think about it. Like alley staff, you can't have alley staff.
Yeah, and then also just if the beach is going to be making a lot less money than normal, so they're going to be having to not work as many people.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways, it's fine. We're fine. We're not thinking about summer. So those are our questions. I have a quote.
Oh, quote.
That says, by living your life one day at a time, you live all the days of your life. Quote to image.com. And I mean, as Mac and I were saying earlier, it's good to live right now day by day. And it also is a great way to live in the moment because right now is the perfect time to not live in the moment and always be thinking, what about tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? But I think it'll help you in many different ways if you live in the moment. It'll help you more enjoy yourself and, like, take advantage of the time you have. But it will also keep you from stressing a lot and, like, just make you feel a little more connected.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, do what you can with what you have where you are.
Okay. I think that one of us has said that one before.
Well, it's so good we're saying it again.
I think I said it yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay, so Oscar Wilde also said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Oh, that's always a good one.
So, boom.
I think we should do the scar one for our Instagram, like really hear stories.
Best scar story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, if you're listening to this, you know, I want all the details. I want, like, a good story.
So, you're going to have to DM because it's not going to fit in the question, but... yeah, we want all the juicy details.
Exactly, for sure. Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't know what I would do without you. Just sit and stare at a wall, probably. You rock. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. And totally watch Survivor Night, because it's going to be awesome. Okay. Stay safe.